And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer, he nods and waves over there, so we appreciate his help and hard work. He's why the podcast will be up and running shortly after our production this morning with our interview that we have right now. And that would be with Pam Ross, Executive Director of the Snyder County Libraries, their 16th annual? Or is it the 17th?
It's the 17th.
17th, okay. I knew I lost count somewhere along the line. Too much wine, maybe. 17th annual wine and art auction fundraiser is this Saturday, so it's right around the corner. So if you're not doing something this Saturday night, 5:30 to 8 p.m., Shade Mountain Winery, $50 to get in the door, and it's a fundraiser for the Sealands Grove, Middleburg, Beavertown, and McClure Libraries. Now, when the wine and art auction is a home run, what kind of revenue comes in for the library system?
We have earned between $15,000 and $35,000,
okay,
depending upon the year. It's a major fundraiser for us.
Yeah, how about it? Okay, well, fabulous. I always ask folks that because I want folks to understand the scale and the scope of some of these. And how big is the budget for the Snyder County Libraries?
Well, our budget is close to $500,000. It's in the 400,000s.
Okay.
And so we do a lot of different fundraisers, and this is one of them. And it's one we really rely upon. Comes at the end of the year, which is a really important time to make sure we can pay all our bills.
Well, it's a blast, too. I've been in one of them, and I'll tell you what, it is a lot of fun. And how do you get most of your funds?
We get most of our funds through various governmental sources, between state aid, county aid, municipal aid. That would be the majority, but then foundations, grants, and our fundraisers.
Okay, so good. That comprises the rest. And Snyder County Library is part of the United Way?
We are,
umbrella.
Absolutely,
okay,
yes.
Fabulous. Sorry, I want to mention that. A lot of folks contribute to the United Way because they know they can hit certain agencies and entities. All right, well, 17th Annual Wine and Art Fundraisers this Saturday. If folks aren't familiar, what is that?
Oh, it's an absolutely wonderful fundraiser. And what we have done in the last few years is done a virtual component as well as an in-person component. So you can come, enjoy your time with your friends, meet new friends, and bid on our various auction items. The different thing is that you bring your cell phone along with you. And if you don't have one, don't worry, we'll help you. And you bid using your cell phone. And so it's really nice because you can be sitting out on the deck at Shade Mountain Winery, and you get a text if somebody bid over your bid on an item that you really want. So you can just on your phone bid again. This also means if you can't come to the event, but you're interested in an item that we have, beginning Saturday morning, you can start bidding. And you can be at your grandchild's in Lancaster and still attend. And if you do it that way, it's free. It's when you come and eat the food, have the drinks, etc., that there's the $50 charge. And, of course, that $50 is important to us because we need the ticket revenue. You know, we're a nonprofit. But we love it that people can be bidding from home or from wherever. And we did have several people last year who won items that weren't there.
Oh, wow, super. Okay, well, but you can stay at home and bid. I mean, you can keep
absolutely
on going, just like the people at the function.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, and I haven't had any Shade Mountain wine. It's been almost 3 days, so it's time once again.
Absolutely. There's also beer available from Sealands Grove Brewing Company.
All right, fabulous. Well, and this might be sort of a misnomer that it's an art auction, because half the items that you have aren't art.
Oh, absolutely, no. It is a... We have a featured artist who this year is Lisa Hepler, who works at Susquehanna, and she's a stained glass artist. So you can look at her items, talk to her, purchase from her, but our auction items are all over the place. One that is an art item, which I'm really excited about, is Jeff Martin, who's a very noted artist, will take a photo and make a painting out of it. And he's known as a portrait artist, but he will do a dog, he'll do a landscape, he'll do whatever you want. So that is art, but it's different. But a lot aren't. For instance, you can have a petting zoo come to your home if you're doing a children's party, you know, for a birthday party, something like that. We've got tickets to stays at homes, to stays at water parks. We have one that's new and very interesting. John Ahmed, who's a high school shop teacher, will teach a group of people how to make an item, like a hope chest. And you'll go to the high school four times with your friends and or by yourself if you want, doesn't matter, and build a hope chest.
Or make your own furniture or chair or table.
A table or it's an end table or a hope chest.
Okay.
He might, if you have a different idea, he seems very, very open to talking to you, as long as it's something that you can do in four sessions and that the school has the proper equipment.
Okay.
But yeah, it's from start to finish. And he'll teach you. You know, he's a high school teacher, so it's just wonderful. Speaking of teaching, we've got art classes. We have one Tom Kristinger is doing where you forge your own knife from a railroad tie. And so you'll get a knife that he has made, but you'll also go to and learn how to do it yourself and make one. So we're really trying to focus a lot on things that don't just take up space in your house that you don't want. You know, right. We're really working on services, lots of meals.
Well, I got the list.
Yes, okay.
Fitness package, and I don't have the location of that, so I'm not sure where that is.
That is a combination of the YMCA, the mm-hmm. Miller Center, and some other.
Okay. The perfect date. Probably dinner out and maybe
that,
a movie.
That is a dinner out at Isabella's. It's Sakura Jewelry. And
oh,
I forgot what the other item is.
I hope it's not a first date. Jewelry's a little strong on
the
first date, but you just never know.
Honestly, we were thinking about people who are married with children, and they finally get time away.
They get a time away. Perfect.
Exactly.
Okay,
we actually tried to find a babysitter to combine
that's
with that
more
one,
like
but
all right, mixology class. Mixology,
yes.
Of course, meaning mixing of drinks. Right.
Right? Okay. And Isabella Napoli, oh, no, geez, her mother, Stacy Napoli, will teach you how to make drinks and will be combining it with the appropriate hors d'oeuvres.
I just had one of her mocktails, which was just super. It was a mocktail pina colada, which tasted just like the real thing. And it was low calorie, too. It didn't have any actual, well, probably had a few calories, one or two. All right, anyway, Community Arts Center tickets?
Yes, so. It's Susquehanna University Art tickets.
Okay. Stained glass for five. So that would be a class learning how to do the stained glass from Lisa.
Exactly.
All right, so a brew fest, a 1 year a bouquet a month from a local florist.
From Ryan's.
Oh, wow, fantastic.
Isn't
Christmas decoration package. You remember who that is?
Yes, it's Joe Kleinbauer, Chris Latshaw, and Decker's Tree Farm.
Oh, okay.
That's
so
always
this
a
be,
very popular.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this would be artistic and
absolutely,
very tasteful.
Very, very popular.
Okay, Field of Screams.
Yes, that's something a little bit different. It's tickets to Field of Screams in Lancaster for their different events that they have at Halloween.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
Definitely very different.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yes.
That sounds a little too intense for me.
I've seen pictures
people took down there, and I'm like, that looks pretty darn real.
I know. I don't think I'm going to be bidding on that item.
They have one fellow that unzips his jacket and his insides become visible. It's crazy. So anyway, moving on. 1 year bouquet, we're back to that. Let's see, blue pitcher.
Yes, from Penn's Creek Pottery. That's an actual item that you can purchase.
Okay.
And Penn's Creek Pottery tends to be very popular.
Yeah, I saw the picture of that. That looks fabulous.
Yes.
So good. And, and blue is one of the colors, but it has others. The trail ride for two, where are we riding?
I have to admit, I do not remember.
Okay, watercolor.
Oh, there we go. Sun Ranch in Beavertown.
Oh, okay.
One of our staff members rides there.
I saw them at an outdoor show one time. I hadn't heard of them. Watercolor by Andrea Kratzer. Private petting zoo at your home, a culinary stroll, and a propane grill. Okay, so you get the idea, and we probably just listed half of them?
No, you actually listed most of them.
Okay, about two-thirds, okay. And the idea is to raise money for the libraries.
Absolutely.
Tell me about why we're supporting libraries. The whole community supports libraries, and why is that important?
Because they reach everybody. And I don't think people realize how much we do. You know, obviously we do children's programs. People can get books on any subject that they wish. We have computers available, but we do so much more. We are the place people come when they're having troubles. And as an example, just yesterday, we had a person come with her track phone. It was not working. And one of my staff members sat down with her, figured out what was wrong. She went off. She had a functional phone. Another person came in. She'd gone for her real ID at the driver's center. They sent her away.
Yeah.
They didn't.
Yeah, they don't do that there.
Nope, they didn't accept. Well, they do it there, but they didn't accept her paperwork. So she came to us. Originally, she emailed Watsontown, I think it was, where she lives, but that didn't work out to get proof of residency. So we ended up being able to get into her bank account, print out a statement from there, and then she went back to the driver's center. So we do all sorts of things that people just don't expect. Somebody came from Walmart fairly recently. They were getting pictures printed, but there was a copyright issue. So they had to come to us to print off the copyright paperwork and figure out how to do it because they didn't understand. And then take it back to Walmart so they could pick up their photos.
And you have books.
We do. We have a lot of books. And, oh, my gosh, people love books. We have them electronically and we have them on paper. And our circulation continues to be great. And, you know, I was on desk yesterday and watching all these cute little 2 and 3 year olds. They'd come to a program and then come in with their pile of books and trying to reach up on the desk to give them to me. It was just so adorable, you know. People read books.
And adults are still using the library to read new books that come
out.
You sign up, you get on the list, and, you know, you might not get it first, although somebody's probably first on
somebody's
every list,
first.
Right?
Yep.
Right. So, but then you wait till that person reads it, and then that book's available to you.
Absolutely. And books have gotten so expensive. You know, we used to be, I could buy a bestseller for $15 to $18. I'm talking right before COVID. Now, most of them are in their high 20s, sometimes into the 30s. It's just, the prices have skyrocketed.
Right. Books are very popular these days. The pandemic hurt or helped the libraries in what ways?
It definitely got some people reading that weren't reading before. But it also was really interesting. There were some people whose reading styles really changed, that when they were in the pandemic, they couldn't concentrate. There was so much stress in their lives. You know, they were just worried. And it's so funny, like John Grisham, so I think it's John Grisham, has a set of books called Book Shots. They're just tiny books that you could sit in one reading, and not a lot of characters. They're much more simple. And people love them. Mm. They go out like crazy. And actually, they're Patterson now that I'm thinking about it. And they are something that people would not have really read before. But
okay.
People want something simpler,
yeah,
sometimes.
Short stories. Okay. Well, yep. That was interesting. Yeah, Country Cupboard, before they closed, said they kept selling out of their Amish books.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, the
gosh.
Romance stories and all that sort of thing.
We cannot keep Amish books in stock, especially large print Amish. I've added a whole... I get them through what's called a standing order plan, and I've added additional plans for Amish Christian fiction, and clean romance.
All right. Well, we got to head out of here. 17th Annual Wine and Art Auction, online and in-person fundraiser at the Shade Mountain Winery this Saturday, 5:30 to 8 p.m. Help the library. Of course, you end up being a better person. You'll get a good feeling for helping out, and you'll have a blast at the event, and even the folks bidding at home have some fun. Wine and Art. Wine and Art 22 givesmart.com. We have that link at WKOK.com. We'll have I'll add it to the archives here when you listen to the interview. Pam, thank you so much for all you're doing.
Absolutely.
Pam Ross, Executive Director of Snyder County Libraries Wine and Art Auction this weekend.